With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tributes have been many for former President Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. President-elect Trump says the nation owes Mr. Carter a debt of gratitude. President Biden calls our 39th president a man of principle, faith, and humility. Mr. Carter and his wife Rosalynn were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A damage assessment underway after a powerful storm system roared across the deep south over the weekend. The storm spawned tornadoes, leaving at least four people dead. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea planning safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 airliners as investigators try to pinpoint the cause of a weekend plane crash that killed 179 people. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes says it's South Korea's worst aviation disaster in decades.
Many family and relatives have gathered inside the airport terminal. Temporary accommodation has been set up for them inside the terminal. They basically set up a large area of tents so the families can have privacy. They are very distressing scenes, many people crying, wailing last night and still this morning. We now understand from Korean media, South Korean media, that there were many families on this flight. We understood that there's a family of five who have all died. We also saw in South Korean media a family of eight have all perished in this flight.
Two crew members survived, South Korea's government declaring a seven-day period of national mourning. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 88 points, NASDAQ futures off 45 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year brings hundreds of new laws across the nation. California will start enforcing a measure prohibiting school districts from adopting policies that require staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt such policies passed by several districts. In Delaware, a new statute will require that state employee health plans and Medicaid plans pay for low-income residents to cover abortions. It's among the more common New Year's resolutions, the quest to live a healthier life, and sometimes that involves consulting a professional.
Most people think of physical therapy as rehabilitation, but many physical therapists want the profession to be seen as preventive medicine. Think of a physical therapist the way you do your dentist. You get checked out even if you're not having a problem. You could have an exam that would include your health history and physical activity, sleep, and nutrition. This would be followed by a look at how you walk, run, reach, sit, and stand. Jason Walker reporting.
Trouble discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal. It will keep hundreds of its stores open. Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, which specializes in distressed companies. More details at srnnews.com.